Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Spirit of God. In order for that one to do it, the Spirit of God has to what? Come up on. I'm just letting you know that. And you're going to see the difference. That's why I'm laying the foundation there. The Spirit in you and the Spirit on you. You see where I'm going? So I'm teaching you first the Spirit on you. And then I'm going to show you the Spirit in you. Okay. So he says, we got to be careful. Romans 8 verse 9. Let's look there. Stay with me. This is good. Very good. Romans 8 verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Let's read it again. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed, with Spirit, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. Gotta let that simmer there. You know, how to get to heaven is a serious thing. It's not hocus pocus. It's not emotion. It's knowing and experience what you know. Look at verse 14. Spirit of God, you're going to leave here understanding. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. So now you understand the Spirit of God is God. No, you understand. The Spirit of God is God. Like I told you about the coffee. The coffee has the water and the milk. It's coffee. You don't say coffee water. I'm drinking coffee. The Spirit of God is God. When we talk about God, we're talking about the Spirit of God. God. So I laid that foundation, right? Now, since God is Spirit, who is man? Let's talk about us now. I discover that we are spirit being. Oh, you're going to love it. I just show you from Scripture who is God, right? So Celebration cannot be misled when we talk about God. You can't from this day. We know who is God, all right? Now, unless we know about us now, who are we? Back in Genesis chapter 1, 26 verse, we had to go back to the beginning to find us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, then God says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And the line, when you go home, the word image and likeness. We're not God. We were made in his image. This brings me to my real study. I want to know, what does that mean when he says, I was made in his image and in his likeness? Do I have an, you know, when we talk about the image, you look like your mom, you look like your dad? Is that what he's talking about? Made in his image and we made in his likeness and have power to have what? Dominion. So the book of Job enlightened me. The book of Job. Go to Job 33. Genesis chapter 1, 26 says, we were made in the image and the likeness of God. Job 33 verse 4, give me insight. It says, the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. So who made me? Spirit of God. God made me. And the breath of God gives me life. So I know now I was made by the Spirit of God. And I am alive because of His breath. So I'm going to dig a little deeper. If I go backward to Job 32 and verse 8. The Spirit of God made me. We made in His image and in His likeness. Okay, so Job is telling us for sure now, so we know. In 32 verse 8, let's read this now. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath Almighty gives him. Grab this truth. So, there is a what? A spirit in man. There is a, let's say with it, a spirit in man. So when God made man, He put what? A spirit. Not the Spirit of God. Not the Spirit of God. He put a what? A spirit. We got to look here. Go back. I want you to get this here. Celebration. Get this, because when you get this, you will be more than a conqueror. Job 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God made me. No, He make us, right? The breath of the Almighty gives me life. And then 32 tells me what when He made me, what He did. The Spirit of God. Spirit of God, Job 32, verse 8. But there's a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty give him. We're going to dig into that. You remember, I teach you first. Jesus, the man, baptized in Jordan. And the spirit of who? Of God came upon him. So we know if the spirit of God was made inside of him, there's no need for the spirit to come upon him. So we know there's a difference between the spirit of man and the spirit of God. You're getting it now? So man has a spirit, right? Man has a spirit. Man is a spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For what man knows the things of man except... So now you see the difference between the spirit of God and the spirit of the man. There it tells us. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man, which is in him. So there's a spirit in me already that God put in that makes me in his image and in his likeness. So I have a spirit. When he wired me with a spirit for a purpose. So when you're building something, you put the right components in there so it can what? Work. So he put a spirit in all of us. So all man has a spirit, the spirit of a man, which is different from the spirit of God, right? You see that? Teaching clear, not teaching you any heresy, not teaching you anything that I trump up. Just the word. That's all I need to teach. Now go look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 to prove this point. Because when you get this teaching, we will bear fruit. We're not going to try guess. We're just going to bear fruit because we know. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Let's read. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you how? Completely. Complete mean every part. Everything. Completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now we know something again. So now man is a what? A spirit. A man is a soul. A man is a body. Three. So man has a body, has a soul, has a spirit. Together, they're supposed to work. Together, they're supposed to work. So man is a body who has a spirit, who has a soul, who has a soul, who has a soul, who has a body. So I have a body. In this body is a spirit. And in this body is my soul. So let's think about it. The body here is physical. This is the body. And the Bible also call it the tent. The tent. The house is a tent. It is a house. Okay. That house, the spirit. So I'm in a tent. I'm in a tent. The real me in a tent. That a house decay, don't it? You build a house, after a while, it starts to decay. It rot. And we have to maintain. If you have your house and you're not maintaining it, it's going to do what? It's going to break down. If you have your body and you don't maintain it, guess what? It doesn't matter how spiritual you are. You have to maintain this body. It's incumbent upon you to take care of the body. You have your house, you never clean it, it's going to mess up. You put all kind of junk in there, it's going to be junky. So does the body. It's the house. That's why you got to clean out all the junk that you put in our body. I'm talking good to my church here. So in that body, there's a soul, my intellect, my emotion. I studied this piece here, the soul of man. It's my feeling, my intellect, my emotion, my reasoning, my thoughts. All of that goes through my soul. The soul is part of me. And a lot of time we confuse, we try to worship God from the soul. Then we confuse there. When we try to worship God from the soul, we're making our own God to satisfy my flesh.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.